Omaha, Nebraska gained national attention around the turn of the century for the band Bright Eyes and other artists on their label, Saddle Creek Records. As it often does, the national spotlight has moved on in the search for the next scene. But Omaha's musical community is still growing strong, and a number of new albums are coming out this year with ties to the Midwestern city. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters tells us why.
On a recent afternoon, Omaha rapper Brenton Gomez, a.k.a. Conscience, stops by Make Believe Studios just outside of downtown. The studio is still under construction. CEO Rick Carson shows off some of the progress.
You're standing in a control room right here, so there'll actually be a wall right in front of that glass wall there, and this will have a Pro Tools rig.
Carson moved to Omaha a few years ago. He's lived in Detroit, Chicago, and Colorado, but settled on making records here.
It's all market research. You know, Omaha's the best. We have one of the best economies in the world. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates, which means that people can pay lower rate and they can still have a job. You know, someplace in Chicago, in Detroit, for sure, that's not exactly how it goes down.
That low cost of living was one of the reasons Laura Burhan moved to Omaha. When she left Washington, D.C. 6 years ago, making music was a second full-time job.
When I moved out to Omaha, it was really nice. I actually was able to find myself an environment where I could make music full-time. It's nice about a low cost of living.
Burhan says she was able to write the music for her first album as the Mina Birds. Let the record show. In addition to finding time to write, Burhan also found a thriving artistic community.
There are all these really incredible artists and activists who live in this town in the middle of a very conservative space in the Midwest. And when you live there, you realize really how much the rest of the world sees it as flyover territory. But then you get in there and you realize how many great things are happening all around you and how people just sort of step up and just do it.
Burhan now calls L.A. home, but her upcoming album features an ode to Omaha.
Omaha, will you still call me darling? Omaha, will I still be your girl? When I come home from the thrill of hunting lions, mine and ruby-throated riches.
But in the end, Omaha's Omaha. And that's the thing I love about it. It's like, oh yeah, we welcome everybody in here, but we're not necessarily changing for anybody. And that's a real incredible thing. You know what I mean? Like, those are the people you want to be friends with, right?
One of her friends is Simon Joyner. He's been putting out critically acclaimed music from Omaha since the 1990s.
Tell me, do you think you'd miss it very much if you're the only living boy in Omaha?
In 2002, the national media descended on Omaha, thanks largely to Saddle Creek Records and its handful of bands. Joyner says that brief flurry of attention probably still haunts musicians in the city, but says Omaha is like any town with a music scene.
The train stopped here for a minute and then moved on. But there's great scenes in all of these cities that just need some breakout band for the world to kind of look and say, oh, I wonder what's going on in Des Moines. You know, it seems like if this band is there, then there must be other things. But I guarantee you there's exciting scenes going on all over the place that we don't know about.
But a lot of musicians feel to really get attention, you've got to be in New York or L.A. Omaha native Conscience says he feels like he has to leave.
It's really important for us not to necessarily stay here because I can't deal with too many more winners, but to be the artist that did our city justice because there's not a huge community of hip-hop here in Omaha setting a standard for it. So, like, that's what I'm trying to leave with the help of my friends.
He and his friends collaborate for Mean Street, one of his three musical projects he's working on while in Omaha. Funny how we get dressed, the same as impressive in jest. And sunny, I've been broke, depressed, learning lessons of stress. Unless you the mess, sweat, where the garbage is kept. You slept, hardly stepped the steps, with the blessed often forget. I shot the chef, she cooked nonsense. Food to the west, listen, destiny, I'm dissing your distress. The moon's mission left, landing, I'm blaming booze. Taking what you for granted, lose. Check ambition, sabbatic truth. For his part, Simon Joyner says he's thought about leaving, but he likes the speed of Omaha. He has a family and runs an antique business as well. He says while Omaha might be more conservative than other cities where a lot of creative people are working, that tension sparks a kind of positive struggle.
And struggle usually adds to creativity, whereas the easier things are, the lazier I think people can be, you know. So Omaha's good for keeping it just hard enough. I think.
Just hard enough to keep the music scene thriving with or without the spotlight. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters.